sort of plant the seed or the idea of change and awareness of the world around you. You know, I think that we certainly delve into politics with Rises Against, but it's our approach has always been not to shove anything down anyone's throat. We kind of just present it and put it out there and let the listener make up their own mind about how they feel about it. But, you know, we feel this responsibility to at least present them with the information, you know, because it was bands that we listened to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, as we grew up, like, that changed our lives and presented us with information and taught us, you know, what being a punk rock band is all about. And we're just simply passing that on to the next generation. It's an always changing thing. I guess, things that we're working on right now and we really stress with what we do, animal rights and vegetarianism, veganism. None of us eat meat. We work closely with PETA. We've been working with the Save Darfur campaign in Africa. That's just a huge problem that all of us like feel pretty strongly about, and just are amazing that like in a post-Rwanda world we can actually be having something like Darfur actually happening. So wherever we feel like we can be effective, you know? I mean, obviously there are lots of important causes in the world, you know, but we try not to spread ourselves too thin, and that's why with the music, instead of attacking specific ideas so much, we attack it a little more generally, and so that way it'll have a broader impact, and that way the individual can decide, like, which of these things do they care about, you know? And that's also, we don't want to overwhelm people either, you know, because I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people burn out on either punk rock or activism or politics or any idea of change. People get overwhelmed, you know? It's like it's at some point you realize, I can't change everything. You know, I can't change everything. Like, you can't do it. It's not really possible. Like, there's a lot that goes on in this world. There's a lot of suffering that happens in this world that you simply, no matter what you do, it's going to be there. And I think it's important for people to realize, like, that just because you can't change everything doesn't mean you shouldn't try to change anything, you know? And that's something that, an approach that we take. And it's what's kept us here today. I mean, it's not anyone's fault, really. I don't think it's, like, you can't specifically blame people. I think that we are brought up in a society that really accepts that. You're taught to accept that, you know? Your parents tell you, like, oh, there's the chicken, pet the chicken, yeah, oh, it's so cute, now eat the chicken, you know what I mean? And then like, your parents are there and they're like, but it's okay to do that. And they don't really know why it's okay, but someone told them it was okay. And so it's just kind of been passed down to us, and it's kind of, you know, it's tradition, you know? And that's what it is. Eating meat is a very traditional thing. And so people, you know, when that's just completely instilled in you from an early age, it's a hard thing to break out of. And I don't have any animosity towards anybody that eats meat, because this is the world that we all grew up in, you know what I mean? And I was certainly one of those kids who was like, I'm gonna eat meat till the day I die. I'm never gonna be through that, you know? I'm not gonna give up hamburgers and whatever else, you know? That was me at one point. And so it's hard to, it's a lot of times it's hard to really explain to people about stuff like that. It's something that you need